Welcome to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, December the 19th. And you know what that means. Yes, we're all in deep trouble. Apparently not all of us. I've talked to lots of folks. Hey, are you ready for Christmas? Yep, already. I hate you people. I really do. I mean, I try to love you. I do. I mean, I love most of you. All right, I love all of you, but goodness gracious, how do you do that? I am so impressed. I am so very impressed. And welcome to More Than Money. If you're a loyal listener, you know that this is usually how it starts, Gene's befuddled about something, or Gunther's befuddled about something, or somebody's befuddled, or Elmer fuddled. No, that's... If you're just joining us for the very first time, you should be well aware that there's no entertainment value to be found here this morning. But there's lots of good information. If we can serve you in some modest way to advance your personal financial objectives, we are very, very, very happy to do exactly that. There's so much that we wish to share, but you are the agenda setter if you are listening and saying, hey, you know, what I'd really like him to talk about is fill in the blanks. You get to fill in the blanks. Hey, what I'd really like to have answered is fill in the blank. You fill in the blank. Momentarily, I'll give you a couple ways that you can do exactly that and become part of the show. Actively, inactively, however you wish. And guide the discussion, because it may be a question about investments, your retirement, saving for college, or buying that first house. It might be a question about income taxes, about how to reduce your income taxes, if it's a question about how to increase your income taxes, please don't call. Because, my rescue products work really well, but I still might have the big one right here if somebody says, I wish I could pay more in income taxes. Yeah, come on. This is America. If you've got a question about estate planning, making sure that you're protecting the folks that you love and care about from beyond the grave, from when you are no longer here, then that's certainly something we can help with. Estate planning, document questions, wills and trusts, life insurance, long-term care insurance. And now I've even got a little bit of information about the continuing care at home programs, because we had a lovely lady in Melanie Kohler last week who helped us understand a bit more about that. I still have questions. We've got Melanie coming into our office in January to work with all of us. Heck, if you'd like to meet with her, you can come join with us as well. We usually have ham and cheese sandwiches. We like sandwiches. A bit of soup. Tall glass of water. Not a bad thing. No, we have our own water. We don't give away little bottles. You do have to give the glass back. That's kind of how that works. And if you get questions about business, starting a business, running a business, liquidating a business for the maximum advantage, we are happy to help you in any way that we are able. The way you join us is simple. 610-720-7900. 610-720-7900. And you can send an email, Gene, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com, askmtm.com. And you can not only ask questions, but you can listen live from wherever you have access to the internet, on your smart device, on your home computer, at morethanmoneyonline.com. Morethanmoneyonline.com. In recent months, we've had lots of listeners, callers, participants from literally, we've always claimed, coast to coast. California, indeed, the Northwest, Washington State. We've had questions and inquiries and listeners from as far away as Massachusetts, as far south as Florida, as far west as California. I don't know if there's any beyond. Tokyo. Sorry, I have no idea what I just said. I probably said something rude. I apologize. I apologize. Of course, I'm apologizing in English. That does no good to my listeners in Tokyo. They're like going, what? Sorry. I feel like a really bad old movie. So please join us, 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Important piece of business to attend to right away. The MTM, the More Than Money boss, has a birthday tomorrow. So please think good thoughts and keep her in your prayers as the lovely Diane celebrates her 35th birthday. Happy birthday indeed. So congratulations to her. Those of you that joined us at our holiday event a couple weeks ago, you've taken note that her recent foray into the world of running has paid immense dividends. She looks lovely, feels fantastic, looks healthy, and is healthy. That's a fantastic thing. Christmas baby, or might as well have been, goodness, 20th. Please, if you are able, wish her happy birthday. Send her an email or just a kind thought, nice prayer. That'd be nice. She will appreciate that. Lots to talk about, but you'll tell me whether you're interested or not, because for so many years, I've just started kind of going off on the monologue and talking about all manner of things, and people are going, hey, honey, can I get more coffee, until this guy talks about something interesting. So, I mean, I would normally think the Federal Reserve raising interest rates was interesting. Maybe not. You'll tell me. I would think that the market's reacting so, with such immense volatility, tremendous gain on the Wednesday of the announcement, and then just significant downturns the last 2 days would be interesting. You'll tell me. Crude oil dropping well below the $40 a barrel mark and now below the $35 a barrel mark. Kind of interesting to me, perhaps to you as well. Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, that evolving rivalry is interesting to me. Mack Truck laying off 400 coming up in January. Kraft, as we recently announced, laying off 400 over the next few months. I believe that's correct. If you are part of that group, or if you know someone who's part of that group, please encourage them to do a couple things. Number one, listen to our show. Number two, call in to the show with questions about the transitions. We've already counseled a couple folks on the craft side, one that I spoke to in detail on Thursday, questions about rolling over 401k plans, etc. If you bump into folks who have those kind of questions, encourage them to listen to the show, call the show, and of course, if they need additional assistance, we'll be happy to help. 610-720-7900. Let's go to the phones. We talk to Bill. Bill, good morning, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. How may we serve you?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you that.
How may we serve you?
Okay, I have a simple question about starting in the stock market, not as a dependency for retirement, or not as something that I need to turn around and make money in, just as a hobby with a low amount of money. Is that possible? I've looked online, and it looks like you can get in for anywhere from $500 to $2,000, depending on who you deal with. You know, I don't want to go to a brick-and-mortar place and actually sit down and do an investment. I'd like to just learn on my own, and I'm willing to, I'm willing to gamble like $500 to $1,000 just to learn.
Bill, if you had asked me that question even 10 years ago, I would have said, sadly, that really doesn't work very well. But in today's environment, what you're asking for is exactly what the online brokers, the TD Ameritrades, the E-Trades, etc., offer to the small investor. Some of the research programs that they have online and they give access to their investors are amazing. Detailed, gives you tremendous opportunity to look behind the scenes of a particular company, do some charting, get some research, and start with very small amounts of money, because the cost of trading, the cost of buying and selling is so very minimal that you'll have that opportunity, get some experience, have some fun, make some mistakes. That's going to be the nature of the beast. But you'll end up risking very, very little and perhaps gaining a tremendous amount of education. From what you've described to me, going to a bricks and mortar makes no sense whatsoever. Going online makes perfect sense. I think you're going to do just fine.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Bill, thank you.
Can I have a follow-up question?
Oh, please, go right ahead.
How about also just looking, just because I've been interested in small amount investing right now, how do you feel about precious metals at this time? And is it a time to get in, or is it a time to wait to get in? And I guess I could hang up and let you answer then.
I appreciate that. I'll give that a little bit of a go, and thanks very much for the call, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thank you, sir. It's an interesting question, and whether it's precious metals, crude oil, commodities, real estate, stocks, bonds, you can fill in the blanks of, is it the right time to invest in fill in the blank? Timing has always been a critical issue. Let me rephrase that. Timing has always been an interesting discussion to have with investors. The amateur investors are fascinated by the idea of it's a good time or a bad time to invest in fill in the blanks. The professional investors are largely, they are Switzerland. They are neutral. They have no dog in the fight of market timing, because they don't believe it can be done successfully over any length of time at all. So if you were a professional investor, you are not, you would ignore timing. Since you are not, and you're doing this, as you described, Bill, for a little bit of fun, a little education, a little bit of something, then you can absolutely afford to kind of lean a certain direction or have a certain feel. Crude oil, for example, is very low right now from a historical standpoint. It does that indicate that it could be primed for an increase? It seems to be. Gold has been very low. It bounced a little bit on Thursday, Friday, but it's been historically low, relatively speaking, gosh, from now for 5 years, topping out near $2,000 an ounce almost 5 years ago, recently trading in the $1,100 to $1,200 an ounce. So are there indicators that would give you probabilities that some of these things are on the lower side? Silver's trading at a relatively low level compared to historical prices. The answer is yeah. Yeah. And to the extent that you can play that game a little bit with a little bit of money and not be risking your retirement or your house, it's never good to risk the house. Try explaining that to the wife. Yeah, you're going to have a real struggle with that. With what Bill described, a little bit of money online, very low cost, get a good education, have a little bit of fun, precious metals, crude oil, perhaps it is a good time. Relatively speaking, the risks are relatively lower. For example, on the opposite side of that, bonds, relatively speaking, the risks are relatively higher. As interest rates rise, the value of bonds, most bonds tend to drop. So from a standpoint of where in the markets are we maybe going to find some interesting opportunities, there's a couple. Here's another one for you just to kind of think about if you were approaching these things as Bill would. Interesting, learning, having some fun. Apple stock, the widest held stock in America, the largest company by capitalization in America, is down 21% since its recent high. Now, it's still over $100 a share, so it's not cheap, so to speak, but it's certainly cheaper than it was just a few weeks ago. Is that an opportunity? Some would say, sure it is. Others would say, are you completely out of your mind? They're overpriced, yada, yada, yada. That's what makes this a horse race. For every person buying a stock because they think it's exciting and it's relatively cheap, there's somebody selling it because they think it has run its course. That's part of this capitalistic system that we have so much fun in. Thanks so much for the call. I think that's a great call. Great questions. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Let's go to one of our emails that we received this week. My wife and I are both 84. We've determined we have more than sufficient assets to last more than our lifetimes. Good for you guys. That's fantastic. We would like to make gifts to our children and our grandchildren. We don't, of course, want to cause them any problems with the IRS. I believe we can gift $10,000 each year to each of them, but we're not sure how to go about it and stay within the rules. Any guidance you can give us would be greatly appreciated. Very interesting question and a lot of fun. I'm very much appreciating that they've already kind of comforted me or assured me that they have more than enough to last their lifetimes. There's a lot of ways to do that, and some of you are out there going, how would they know? Well, that might be an interesting question if you're not sure how they know. That might very well be an interesting question for you to post to us. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com. But let's assume for a moment that they are absolutely correct, that they have more than sufficient assets to provide for themselves for their lifetimes and beyond, and that they do indeed have excess that they can afford to gift. A couple things that they should know. Number one, $10,000 per year was the limit. $14,000 per year now is the limit. So if they're interested in the annual limitations, they can actually bump up their gifts 40% higher than they had previously expected. Number two, these are done on a calendar year basis. A calendar year basis. So on December 31st of 2015, about 20 minutes from now, that opportunity expires for this year and is gone forever. If they are interested, if their goal is to gift away the maximum they possibly can in the shortest period of time, this is an extremely important thing because the expiration on December 31st eliminates the opportunity to do this. We have 10 individuals that were interested in kids and grandkids. It's now $14,000 apiece. We could at maximum give away $140,000 per calendar year, and if we are so motivated, over the next 2 weeks, we could give away $140,000 in December of 2015 using that annual exclusion, and early in 2016 do exactly the same thing. It happens that we're at the end of the year. It gives us that window where in a short period of time they could give away $280,000. No one pays income tax. So the question about we don't want to get them into any problems with the IRS. Gifts are not income taxable. They are not reportable for income tax purposes. So if you gave each of your children and grandchildren, in this case, $28,000, over a short period of time, their income tax bill would go up, zero. God bless you both. And Merry Christmas. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Rudy. Rudy, good morning.
Good morning, Gene.
How are you, sir?
Good, good. I have a question for you.
Sure.
You always talk about, like, when you have something, you own something and you want to put it in a trust.
Yes.
Can you please explain to me if my wife owns a house and it's a rental property?
Mm-hmm.
It's not where we live. And we tried to rent it recently, and we had a couple issues with, person was trying to rent it. She couldn't come up with the rental insurance. She couldn't move in after even waiting for her for about months and a half after she made the security deposit. And the first month's rent through Catholic Charity, we helped her to sign the paper, but she failed to come up with to move into the house because she didn't have money you know, for some reason, whatever, and she couldn't come up with the last month's rent. She couldn't come up with the rental insurance, and we found a lot of conflicting information.
Mm-hmm.
And we backed off the deal. Even the lady at the, you know, that Sherry told me she has so much, you know, conflicting information.
Okay, Rudy, what is your question for me?
Okay, my question for you, if we're trying to avoid any headache, like, or like lawsuit or anything like that, can my wife put it in transfer the house to a trust, and then, you know, and so she could avoid any kind of lawsuit or any problems, and maybe I know she can own that trust, but she can't be the trustee and make me the trustee.
Rudy, yeah, the answer is, can she put it into a trust? Yes. Could she also select a limited liability company, often called an LLC, as the ownership of the property as well? Yes. Would that eliminate the opportunity or the possibility of a lawsuit? The answer is no. Lawsuits can be filed against individuals. They can be filed against trusts. They can be filed against LLCs. The advantage of using either a trust or an LLC is not that it would insulate against a lawsuit. It's that it would limit the amount of assets that are exposed to the lawsuit. If the property were held in a trust or an LLC, if the property is sued, property owner in this case, the LLC or the trust, gets sued and loses, the only thing that you or your wife would lose would be the assets that are held inside that entity, that LLC or trust. So could the property be lost? Sure. Could assets be lost? Sure. But all of your other assets would be insulated. Now, if the property is in her name alone as we speak, and this legal incident or legal concern has already started, it is my opinion, and it's only an opinion, I am proud to say I'm not an attorney. I'm also proud to recommend that you absolutely counsel with an attorney when you, with this question. I strongly suspect that placing it in either a trust or an LLC now will give you virtually no protection against this particular circumstance, because it started when the home was in your wife's name alone. So, number one, absolutely get yourself in front of an experienced real estate attorney, not just an attorney, because sadly a lot of attorneys will tell you they do everything, and perhaps they do, jack of all trades, master of none. But you want somebody who spends their time day after day inside the real estate world. Get in front of an experienced real estate attorney. Lay out the scenario. You may find you're at great risk. You may find you have zero risk. And then explore whether putting the property in a trust or an LLC would make some sense.
Rudy, it does actually make a lot of sense. Thank you. And it kind of, I just was thinking maybe, you know, it kind of protects us from, you know, I mean, going to court. And I don't think they're going to take my, I mean, there's no wrongdoing on our behalf. Like, really, you know, we didn't take her money anyway. And she's the one who failed to move after 1 month and a half. And she couldn't come up with the rest of the requirements. I'm not too worried about it, but sometimes I feel like, you know, a lot of people just like to play victimhood. And my other question is, can you give Melanie's number again? I have my neighbor. She wants the number for the lady, for this business that they would help people stay at home and help them with their, daily life.
I understand. I will absolutely give out Melanie Kohler's number here momentarily. Rudy, thank you so very much for your call. Thank you so very much for your interest and being part of our show. And Merry Christmas.
Thank
indeed.
You.
Indeed. I have two phone numbers. Rudy's asking about our guest that was on last week, representing Past Stones by Phoebe, a continuing care at home program. Very, very interesting. Folks say, hey, if I've got some challenges, where do I want to live? I want to live in my home. If I can meet my challenges at home, whether they be physical, emotional, whether they be social, they might be logistical. Hey, how do I get my lawn cut? How do I keep my gutters clean? There are so many things that are of concern. And as we age, those concerns often accelerate. The Pathstones by Phoebe, if you heard our interview with Melanie last week, fantastic. If you did not, it is posted on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com. You can go there right now. I don't know how you're going to listen to me and her at the same time. It's going to be a challenge. Anyway, you can absolutely listen to that. It's less than half an hour. You'll get a tremendous amount of information. If you would like more information from her directly, the phone number that you would call is 610-794-6701. Again, 610-794-6701. The young lady's name is Melanie Kohler. She is incredibly helpful. Very willing to share information and help you explore whether Pathstones by Phoebe or any other type of continuing care at home program fits you and is appropriate to you. And we'll see. How much time do we have there, sir?
About a minute.
Okay. I have an easy question to answer. Gentleman writes to us from Florida. How very nice is that? Thank you so very much. And he's very, very kind. Merry Christmas to you too, Dave, as well. And he asks a very straightforward question. He was born before January 1st of 1954. Heard there is a six-month window in terms of Social Security planning. What is this window about? What decisions do I need to make? Doesn't plan on taking his Social Security at this time, but he wondered about that window. It's a great question. I know it's a great question because I have no idea what the answer is to that. Dave, we've got some very trusted Social Security folks. We'll reach out to them. I've got your email. We'll get that information to you. And the fact that you're not planning on taking it right away, I think gives us a little window of opportunity to figure this out. But thank you so much for listening, and thanks for sending that up to us from Florida. And Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Have you ever heard of a group called Penta? What is it? Penta? Pentatonix. Mary, did you know? My daughter, Alyssa, home from college. Finals are done. Played that for me last night. Oh, my word. That's crazy. Fantastic. Maybe next week for Christmas. Maybe. Maybe we'll just do Pentatonix the entire show.
Okay.
And I'll just hang. Hard break. Got to go. Fox Network News. Give us a call, 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. Back after this on More Than Money. Of course I can offer you explanations. It's what I do. That's what we do on More Than Money. Oh, and we wish you Merry Christmas. It's just such a weird timing thing this week because we are, 6 days away from Christmas, and the next time I see you, it's going to be the day after Christmas. So do I wish you Merry Christmas now? Do I do it later? I love Christmas, so I just wish you Merry Christmas now and later. I can do that. That's right, Bobby. Sorry, that's a Gunther reference. It's a great Gunther reference, though. It's a great story. If you want to hear a fantastic story, just grab Gunther and start with, "That's right, Bobby." God bless him. God bless him indeed. Boy, before I forget. After last week's show, Tall Timbers was Gunther's remote. Hey, I love Timbers. Actually, what I love is Gunther's cinnamon raisin bread French toast. Oh my gosh. And it's really convenient right off of Cedar Crest on Huckleberry. Wonderful place. I go up, and I have immensely good timing because, number one, I saw Friends, fantastic. Number two, food, just exactly, I'm telling you, the turkey bacon, he crisps it up, it's fantastic, but the French toast is just crazy good. And I got to see the baby girls. So, oh my goodness, they are just adorable. They have smiles that will light up the room. Unbelievable. So, Bobby's little grandbabies, God bless them. Speaking of God bless them, God bless you, and Merry Christmas. Please, if you get an opportunity, the More Than Money boss, that would be Diane. Her birthday is tomorrow. And wish her well and keep good thoughts and maybe a prayer or two. That would very much appreciated. Lots of things we can talk about, but I only talk about them if you request them. The Federal Reserve raising rates, the markets being volatile, oil under $35 a barrel, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz. We already gave you contact information for Pathstones by Phoebe, Melanie Kohler. Thank you again to Melanie Kohler. She did a great job. She's got a great on-air personality. She's welcome back here anytime. Mac is laying off 400 people in January. Kraft has already announced a 400-person layoff. If you are one of those people, reach out to us so that we can help guide you during this transition time. These are some of the most, going from one job to another or losing a job in any set of circumstances is always challenging. And lots of questions to be asked and lots of important decisions to be made that can be done correctly or sadly not. So if it's you or someone that you know that falls into that category, please send those to, send them our way. And we'll be happy to assist them in any way that we can, either starting by listening to the radio show, calling into the radio show, or simply contacting us directly. Happy to help. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Email. My husband and I just had our first child, a beautiful little girl, 6 pounds, 5 ounces. Very nice. In July. Our families and friends have already given us many, many, many gifts, mostly in cash for her. With Christmas here, we're likely to be seeing much of the same. What's the best thing to do with this money to benefit our little girl for her future? Oh, that's, first of all, congratulations. As the father of three little girls, I'm not sure any of them would hear the little part and go, well, yeah. You're always my little girls, now 27, 20, and 18. God bless. Luckiest guy on the planet. Benefiting your little girl for the future. First of all, congratulations. Second of all, your instincts to start early are fantastic. She's less than 6 months old. You've got this block of money that's kind of come to you. And you want to make sure that that she gets the most benefit. That's exactly what you should be doing. Now, having said that, the definition of what's the best benefit for her is challenging. And here's why. 10 years ago, if you had said that, I would have automatically said, well, you want to put it away for college, of course. And now when I talk about putting money away for college, the words of course are not in the sentence because things have changed. The economy has changed. People have changed. The educational systems have changed. There's not a single thing, not a single thing that a college can give you at 50 grand a year. There's not a single piece of information, there's not a single piece of education that you can get at a college for 50 grand a year that you can't get for free. For free. Yeah, and I'm not talking about some of the ideas that we've talked about recently where you go to community college for a couple of years, you get some work, you get some scholarships, you come out of Penn State with a Penn State degree and you paid like a dollar. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about for free. You can go online right now, and there are amazing, amazing internet opportunities to get directly from some of the world's most impressive universities. I'm not talking about some guy in his basement in Catasauqua going, I'll teach you about physics. See, there's stuff that goes together, and then that makes other stuff. No, I'm not. No, we're talking about Stanford. We're talking about Harvard. We're talking about MIT. We're talking about Lehigh and Lafayette. There are universities across the country that offer up some of their very finest, absolutely free. So if it's information that you're interested in, that's free. If it's the educational experience. My college sophomore came home yesterday making the entire household really happy. Great to have her home. After a week of finals, I'm sure she's happy to be home. Finals are a real, real struggle, real, real challenge. Not a struggle, a challenge. Challenge. She is having, from my observation, I hope she would agree, I think she would agree, the most amazing college experience that you can imagine. And before some of you who are under age 30 going, wow, she must be really partying, dog. No, come on. Having fun, sure. Making great friends, that's a huge part of it, of course. Of course. But participating in athletics, yes. Getting great grades and being challenged by tremendous professors, of course. Enjoying the social life and the camaraderie and going to the football games and the basketball games. And of course, there's a huge value to that. So for this beautiful little girl, congratulations, number one. Number two, if you're thinking college, you should think 529. 529 is the name of the college savings plan. It's an IRS-approved plan that will allow you not only to get tax sheltering over the next 18, 20, 25 years that you're going to be saving and then spending money on college, but it gives you some significant advantages from a Pennsylvania standpoint with tax deductions as well. So if the money that you're looking at, you're quite convinced is going to be used spent on education, 529 is the number that you should be thinking about. Not sure how to set that up, make sure that you reach out to us. We'll get you more information, get you good referrals, give you some good options. God bless you. God bless you. I wish you every bit as much joy with your little girl as I've had with my three. And it doesesn't end. And oh, by the way, there are people who will tell you, and this is from one parent to another, because people sometimes say foolish things. All right, let's be honest. Like 90% of the time, people say foolish things. They will say something to you as you're holding your baby, like, enjoy it now because it won't be, you know, so much fun later. That is a big steaming pile of hoo-ha. I will absolutely assure you that just love that little one, and it just gets better and better and better. And if you do it right, even when they're 18 and 20, they still let you hug them and snuggle them. Great stuff. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Would you do me a favor and hit the cough button there for a second? And we're back with you on More Than Money. I had to. Sometimes the coffee goes down the wrong pipe. Let's see. Gary writes, we are interested in buying 10-ounce silver bars for fun Christmas gifts. Fantastic. Question is, where do you get them and what can I expect to pay? Merry Christmas and thanks. Well, first of all, Merry Christmas to you as well. There are a couple, without naming names, because that I'm not really sure that would be appropriate, but there are a couple precious metals. I would go to a coin dealer. There are a couple coin dealers in the Lehigh Valley. John's been in the Lehigh Valley forever. I've been in the Lehigh Valley forever. If you said coin dealers, a couple names come to mind. They've been here forever. That's a really good sign. That's a really good sign. It's not the, hey, come over to the Motel 6. We're setting up in room 23, and we're leaving Sunday night in a hurry. No, you don't want that. You don't want that. So you want to deal with a trustworthy person, somebody who's got roots in the community, and there are a couple in the Lehigh Valley. I would search for coin dealers, coin dealers, because even though I absolutely get that what you're looking for is not coins, I get that, but they often have the bullion bars as well, and in almost every case that I've seen, it's at the silver spot price, which is easily identified on the internet these days. It used to be you go in, the guy goes, I'll give you like a dollar. And you're going, I don't know, I guess that's good, because how would you know? Well, now everybody knows. Oh, my gosh. So what you're paying should be pretty close to the spot price for silver per ounce. Of course, they should make a profit, so there's going to be a couple percent tossed on top. But I think that would be the best way for you to go and have fun. That sounds like a fun gift indeed. Good for you. Good idea. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. I had a very interesting back and forth with both a client and an associate of mine, associate from, as many of you may be aware, More Than Money is part of a national organization, the Strategic Financial Alliance. We have advisors literally coast to coast and Hawaii, coast to coast? To coast. Coast, exactly. Gosh. And some of these have become great friends, and they're very bright folks. One of my clients was saying, hey, that's how they start, hey, we're close friends, hey, how about a good idea for a financial gift for a young person at Christmas? And I was back and forth. I mentioned that to a friend of mine who sent me an article. And I think it's fantastic. Are there books out there about finance? Yes, most of the books are outdated the minute they're published. And if you pick it up and it doesn't say like 2016 is the copyright, and it won't, even 2015, it's okay. They can be fine. You got to go. Maybe some of the classics are better. There are some good. Audio programs, there's some good DVD programs out there that you can get some training on. But a friend of mine sent me this article, and I thought, goodness, if I wanted to train somebody, pick a number, age 30, if I wanted to give them a gift that would be a role model to the kind of gifts they should give and have a real impact, there are three. The first is a kind word. We are in a society today, better or worse, people are very confrontational, combative, and simply uttering a kind word can make all the difference in the world.
Okay, and your first name?
I've been traveling a lot this year, spent a lot of time in airports, and whenever I encounter a young man or woman in uniform, I will greet them, I will shake their hands, and I will thank them for their service. I'm hopeful that I'm one of dozens of people to do that to them. I'm hopeful that their arms get tired or shaking. I'm hopeful that they're just, hopefully they walk out of there going, wow. But I don't think so. I wish it were the case. But... having spent time in uniform, having seen my family, my brother particularly in uniform, it's a kind word. Number two, a handwritten note. We are in a different world, a very different world. Emails are momentary and electrons, and then they're off to the great unknown. Christmas cards. My mother would never have sent a Christmas card out. Never, ever, ever. And I saw her write out hundreds, maybe thousands in her lifetime that I saw without a handwritten note, something personal. And now that's largely a lost art. So if somebody receives a handwritten note, I'm here to tell you, it's pretty special. It's pretty special.
Oh, okay.
In this article that I got, it references a pastor who... acknowledging the kindness of one of his parishioners, dashed off, just grabbed a piece of paper off a yellow pad, dashed off a real quick note, sent it off to them, appreciating them and encouraging them and letting them know how much God loved them. And he said he was in their home several years later, and that note was framed on the wall.
Okay, I will ask. Oh, you got
a
it.
A quick handwritten note.
Thank you.
And last, but certainly not least, a hug.
Yes.
Hugs are remarkably appreciated, remarkably valuable. I was very, very fortunate that my dad and I, as I grew up, and especially in my teen years, we developed the habit of, we didn't leave each other. Whether it was morning or night, we didn't leave each other without a hug. My dad's been gone now almost 25 years. I miss him every day. I think about him every day. I love him every day. And a lot of my memories, a lot of my appreciation, a lot of my acknowledgement of how much he loved me came from those hugs. So if I were sharing with my own daughters or some young person the value of gifts, it's not going to be measured in dollars. To be honest, I'm certain that many of the most expensive gifts I've ever gotten for my birthday, Christmas, etc., I have largely forgotten about. But those notes and those hugs and those special words, they live with you forever. And if you're the person giving them, they cost you nothing. And they yet, those gifts might be priceless. 610-720-7900. Let's go to the phones. We talk to Lance. Lance, good morning.
Morning, Gene.
How are you, sir?
Good, sir. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you.
My question is, I prepaid my mortgage off early.
Great.
Yes. But how do I know when to pay the taxes, school taxes, property taxes, or whatever else is involved in there?
Oh, great question. Because up to the point that you paid off your mortgage, those tax bills went to the bank. And the bank, you were paying a little extra each month, and they were paying those for you. Now those bills will come directly to you. So the school tax, for example, which in my world, they come out in August and they're due early payment, I think, in September. And then the local taxes, county taxes, come out in January and they're due early February. Those will come directly to you. They generally give you a month or 6 weeks of lead time in terms of being able to prepay them and get a discount. And then, of course, there's the actual due date. So I don't think you're going to have a problem. What geographic area do you live in?
Whitehall.
You could make a quick phone call to the tax collector in your school district, the Whitehall School District, and just make mention of the fact that you want to make sure that you don't miss it, and they'll give you some guidance. And, of course, Lehigh County, same kind of thing. But I don't think you're going to have a problem. The tax collectors are pretty efficient at getting those bills in front of us and making sure that you get a chance to pay them. So
let me ask you this question, Gene.
Sure.
When you pay off your mortgage early, how does the tax system know that your mortgage is paid off?
Ah, the bank that you held your mortgage that you have now satisfied is required by law to go down to the courthouse where they had registered your mortgage and file what's called a satisfaction of lien. Translation, it's another piece of paper, a legal document that goes on the courthouse records that says your mortgage that you once had is now completely paid off.
Great. Let me ask you one more crazy question.
Real quick.
I'm having my house repaired.
Yeah.
And I got an insurance check, which is named in my name and in my mortgage company's name.
Sure.
Should I call the mortgage company and say, will you endorse? I have to send it to them to endorse it, or I have to get a rescind order on whatever. On the check I have.
Yeah, I would call the insurance company. I don't know that the mortgage company is going to be much or terribly cooperative, but the insurance company, not being aware that the mortgage is paid off, did the proper thing. Now the proper thing is to write the check directly to you. That music, yeah, I appreciate that. Lance, thanks so much for the questions. Merry Christmas. Music says top of the hour, Fox Network News, all the information you need to make it a great, great weekend for you and for everybody you love. And shop till you drop or something like that. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. And morethanmoneyonline.com. All ways that you can join our show, be part of the experience, and we'd love to have you. So one full hour in the books, one full hour to go. Make sure you reach out to us. We'll answer your questions and a whole lot more after this on More Than Money.